I'm pretty sure I am being watched by aliens.
What?
So I don't know if I've ever told you this. I've had a third encounter with aliens before. I swear, it happened. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Delulu Canoe Podcast. Woo-hoo! We are here. It is January. There's snow on the ground. No, there's not. We're in LA. There's no snow. But speaking of joining us in the canoe today, we've got, of course, Cosmo from the Cosmo Network producing.
How you doing, Dare?
You know, I'm feeling really good today. I feel a little chill, a little tired. Like, the holiday season's over. Nice. I'm ready to just, like, coast in my canoe into the new year. Mm. How about you?
I'm groovy. There's a lot of things. January's pretty busy.
Yeah.
Pretty busy. Going into February, and I hope it doesn't... I got plans in February, so I'm like...
You know, yeah, it's a lot. The new year's, like, really taken off, and, like, we need a minute, so...
You remember last year we talked about, or maybe it was this year, you talked about how you just... hated January's, and now look at January's.
Don't remind me. I did this to myself. Everybody's looking back at those old episodes, and they're like, remember when Dare said she hated this thing? And now I'm here. So I'm like, hi. Yeah, yeah. Don't start a podcast, kids. People will hold you to your word. It's dangerous. But speaking of dangerous and devious, today we have a very special guest who I actually did a couple of acting classes with in the past and a showcase in the 15-minute musical. So those of you that have seen the content out on YouTube of me singing in a show, you'll recognize this familiar face, but you might even clock the voice because she's actually a really prominent voice actress. We've got Shara Kirby joining us.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Yeah, thank you for being here.
Anytime.
We are so excited to have you in the canoe.
Oh my gosh, yes. I have so many Delulus to talk about.
Ooh, we've got like
I don't know if we have enough time, but
oh, we've got time.
Oh, we can make time.
We've got so much time. But okay. I am so excited that you're here though. Like, I have been like really wanting to like get you on the show, but I actually got like kind of shy about it. I was like,
"What? You got shy? Why?"
Because it's asking a lot to have people like take time out of their day to come sit here and talk. You know, like, we've all got lives, especially like during the holiday season. You know, like, I didn't want to like blow up your schedule. yeah. But I was like, you know, you do conventions. Like, you get it. You would love this. This will be fun.
And oh, yeah.
You were so on board.
Oh, totally. Yeah. Especially on board. Like, when you sent the message, I was like,
like,
yes. I was like, yes, this is what I've been waiting for. Because even I got shy to like message you a few times.
Really?
I wanted to hang, but aww. You know, I'm like, it's very hard for me. Especially considering like at the time I was living like so far away.
Oh really? Oh yeah. Shoot. You've moved your canoe around a little bit.
I've been moving my canoe around a little bit. So now I'm closer to like some people, I'm like, oh, cool, let's hang. But then it's actually like solidifying the plans that can get you. It's like, let's have lunch, let's have coffee. Mm-hmm. A month goes by. Hey,
remember that idea that we had?
It's crazy. What happened to that? But yeah, I'm so happy to be here.
I'm just so excited that you're here, and like, I know everybody watching is going to be super stoked to like hear some of your fun stories and stuff. So I was like, this is the perfect collaboration amalgamation.
Oh, yes.
But you said you have so many Delulus, so I'm kind of like, I don't even want to like pick your brain yet. I kind of just want to let you like like unpack some of them and just like let's see what's going on.
Oh my god. Okay. Well, we have a recent one. Have you heard of this show called Heated Rivalry?
Heated Rivalry. No.
Yeah, so it's on HBO Max. Originally it was broadcasted in Canada through Crave. It's this show about two NHL or like National Hockey League I guess guys,
okay.
Players, and they kind of have like this like weird tumultuous, well, not weird, it's actually really, it is very R-rated relationship.
Oh, okay.
And it's been going viral, man. Like I at first I wasn't like, I didn't like pick up on it because I was more so of like an Interview with a Vampire kind of girl.
Okay, yeah.
But then it came on my FYP on TikTok because, you know, I love to brain rot. Mm-hmm. And I was like, huh, this looks like an interesting show. Let's watch it. About, I think, 15 seconds in, I'm like, oh, this is graphic.
She's crazy.
But I love it. Like, you know, it's like, it's a great plot. It's a great, I mean, it's a cool story about like the, you know, how it is being, in like the queer community in a sports league. So I've been loving it for the plot, but Morris, I've been loving it for the sexy times.
Oh,
but,
okay, yes.
Yeah, you know, I've been super obsessed with it lately. So
yeah,
I'd say my delusion with that comes with like, oh my gosh, this show is so crazy. What if I was in that show?
Yeah.
So yeah, I think that's big delusion with that.
I feel like that's the best part about TikTok and like how the FYP is so curated to each individual.
Right.
Is that there's multiple times that I will put down a show. Like, for example, Hell of a Boss. I started watching that show it's good. You have to kind of grin and bear it through the first like couple episodes because it doesn't seem like it's going anywhere, but it is. But it moves very quick. Mm-hmm. So I started watching it and I was like, what's the point of this? This is kind of silly. I don't really get where this is going. And then they had gotten far enough into it that on my FYP, mm-hmm. there was like a fight between two characters.
Oh.
And it, great acting scene. Like I was like, first of all, I'm going to take that and put that in my archive. So if I need a pair scene, this is great. But then it made me go back and pick up where I left off mm-hmm. and watched up until that point. So TikTok, as brain rotty as it is, it really like keeps you in the media and like consuming content.
Like it's a good marketing tool for sure.
Yeah.
Because again, I wouldn't have even clocked a show. And again, gosh, that's one of those shows that I've been wanting to watch, but I haven't really sat down and actually like not allowed my ADHD brain to get in the way of actually watching it.
Mm-hmm. I might watch it later on. I was gonna say, do you watch like a lot of TV or not really?
Honestly, that show I mentioned, that was kind of one of the first shows I've watched in a while.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, usually I watch like The Boys and mm-hmm. Gen V, but they've of course gone on hiatus for the moment till the final season next year.
Yeah.
And then, oh gosh, I'm realizing I don't watch a lot of TV.
It's so good. I used to not as well until all my friends were like, if you're going to be an actor, you have to watch
TV. Mm-hmm. Like, I've watched films.
Yeah.
I'm more of a film girl, if anything.
Oh, okay.
I just watched Wake Me Up, Dead Man. The Knives Out. It was really good.
Yeah.
Super obsessed with Josh O'Connor. The tattoos. I know they're not real, but it looked great.
But it's the appeal, you know?
Yeah, no, I think it was like the best out of all the Knives Out films, honestly. Wow.
Really? Okay.
Really. I know, well, there's a lot of mixed reviews about it now that it's out on Netflix because everybody's like, oh, it's so dark. But I'm like, there's funny part. Like, guys, it's funny, but it kind of, you know, the theme of it sort of kind of gave itself away with the title when it first announced. Mm-hmm. So you could tell it was going to be a little different from the other ones. But I feel like the main, I don't know if he's, well, he is the main character. Daniel Craig's Benoit Blanc. Mm-hmm. I feel like he's become such a more like well-rounded character now with this one. I just feel like they finally like found their footing with him. Because in the other two movies, he's just sort of kind of like this honk-a-tonk country-fied draw, and it's just so cool. But in this one, I feel like he's like, you get a lot more nuance with the character, so that's what I liked. But
I haven't seen this one, so I gotta get
I won't spoil it for you, for sure, no worries. It's so good.
I mean, like, even Cosmo brought up Fourth Wing, which is a book that like we talked a little bit about it, and you didn't spoil anything, but you definitely like listed off a bunch of things, and as I was actually reading the book, I was like, oh, that's the thing Cosmo was talking about. So to me, it's like, even if you spoil something, I'll forget until I'm in it, and then I'm like, that's right, that's what they had mentioned. So
you're better than me. The second you say it, I'm gonna be like, oh well, I know it now, no point in watching it.
See, I feel like I need the spoilers because I need the like, oh, this is what we're building up to, then I'll hold on to it.
Oh.
Like, I'm watching Free Run right now. I don't know if you've seen that anime.
I have. Yay! I love that one. It's so good. Much, especially the memes.
The memes.
Yeah, no, it's slow.
I'm not in on the memes yet. I haven't got there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe? No, they're everywhere. Like, there's this one where, like, oh my God. It's not from the actual anime, but, like, this artist did this, like, art, like, the character looking up, like, God, I always forget his name. You know, William Dafoe.
Mm,
In that one movie, I think, The Boondock Saints. I think they did like a meme of Free Ren looking up. Mm-hmm. It was like, as I'm doing that, I can see I'm off mic.
Yes.
I'm looking up. And it's just, it's so funny, and people reference it all the time, but it's such a good show, isn't it?
It's really good. I just got through, well, I watched through 3 or 4 episodes, and I kind of tapped out because I went on TikTok and was like, listen, y'all, I watched Apothecary Diaries. I loved it. I'm obsessed with it. Give me something. Give me more. More movie, Papa. You know, I was doing that TikTok audio.
Oh.
And so somebody was like, well, it's not spicy, but Free Ren would be really good. You should watch it. Season 2 is coming out in January. So oh, I
that's a completely it. Different tone.
Very, yeah, very different tone, which I'm cool with because I don't mind jumping around a little bit. But I got to the 4th episode and I was like bored. I'm like, why do people recommend this? And I went out to a local dive bar and my friend, his name's Red, he cosplays as Gandalf.
Oh.
Told him about it. And he was like, listen, Dare, you need to turn it back on and finish it. It is the number 1 rated anime. You need to. In his Gandalf presence, in his poise, I got to get him on the show. But he convinced me. He convinced me to go back in. He was like, listen, it's weird because, like, the story's kind of backwards. But once you realize that, like, she doesn't understand connections with people until halfway through the show, it changes you. So shout out to Gandalf.
Shout out to Gandalf.
Shout out. You made me turn it back on. But, yes, Apothecary and Free Ren are very different.
Oh, yeah. Totally. I mean, wise words from Gandalf.
Right? Right? Like, he really, the minute that he was like, listen, Dare, I was like, oh. He did the lean in with the hands, and I was like, oh, it's nice. It's happening. I made a mistake.
Very effective.
You know, that's probably why I gravitate towards anime more so now than, like, regular TV.
Because same.
For most shows, it's not, you're not going to really hit your footing until, like, maybe 3 episodes in, because everybody's still trying to figure things out. You don't really have that luxury with TV, at least Western TV anymore, because you only get like 8 episodes. And by the time you find your footing with episode 7, I'm like, nobody's going to watch 6 episodes just to finally hit your stride in episode 7. It's just not going to happen.
And there's not a lot to like deep dive into. Like animation, they hide stuff in the background. Everything has a purpose. Whereas, like, you know, Game of Thrones with the Starbucks cup and the shot, you know, like there's room
for
a lot more error.
What? There was a Starbucks shot in, wait, when?
Yeah.
Where?
What? What? Oh, see, I didn't watch all of Game of Thrones. I tapped out after she birthed the weird smoke monster thing. I listen.
You tapped out when it was starting to get good?
As much as I love fantasy and, like, magic and, like, fairies and Renfair, there's a certain invisible line that exists in my mind. And when you birth in a cave a spiritual black smog baby, I tap out. And you're not the only – everyone shits on me for that. They really do. Sorry to swear, but they really do.
Well, I mean, in the one hand, you kind of saved yourself because – after season 7, it just goes downhill.
So I've heard.
Yeah, yeah. I have war flashbacks just thinking about it. And the other shows, I mean, House of the Dragon is cool. You can still tell that it's like, but I think it's mainly because they don't really have the books to rely on anymore.
Oh,
George R.R. Martin, finish your books, man. You don't have a lot of time left on Earth. Please finish the books.
Give us something.
I mean, not to say that you're going to die soon.
Did you just softly threaten? Just
I kind of did.
Like, listen here. You did the Gandalf lean in. Listen here.
Listen. I know you don't know me, but I'm a huge fan. Finish the books. Your fan base needs the books.
He's definitely subscribed to the show.
He's totally subscribed.
He's in the chat every week, every Monday. I know it. I've
seen like
him.
hiding behind one of the Patreon users. Yeah. Like, totally just like, I've been waiting to hear these words. I'm getting to work.
He just needs the inspo, and we're giving it. You know, we're dishing it out. But there was, I don't remember what, jumping back to the Starbucks cup. Mm-hmm. It was many years ago. I want to say it was like 2017, 2018.
It was like the last season.
It was the, oh, well, there you go. The worst season.
Yes. Yeah, they premiered an episode where they left like a Starbucks cup like on one of the tables, right?
Oh, they were done. Yeah. They were done. They was like, I'm not editing this out. Everybody knows what this
is. It was like a split second, though. Like, yeah.
It wasn't super obvious because, like, people had to sleuth for it. Mm. And then didn't they scrub it out of the episode eventually? Like, now it's gone.
Eventually.
Yeah.
Darn. But like there's a, I love those kind of mistakes because there's a guy I follow on YouTube where he catches the mistakes.
Oh.
So there's like a scene in one of the 007s with Daniel Craig where he's coming into this dock. And, like, people around him are, they're, you know, the background's working.
Right.
But the guy that's sweeping, he's not sweeping the floor. He's sweeping, but it's not touching the floor. It's like this much off the floor. And it's just, he's air sweeping with a damn broom. And I'm just like, oh, my God. And then in Pirates of the Caribbean, there's a scene on the Black Pearl where I think it was Jeffrey Rush or Johnny Depp was giving a speech. And in the background, you see a guy with a cowboy hat because he's one of, like, the operators.
Right.
He's one of the crew.
Yeah.
I have to watch that again
and then
now.
In Jurassic Park, the first Jurassic Park, when the raptors are coming into the kitchen,
yeah,
you can see the hand of the person pushing the raptor animatronic down. No. So there's, like, little things like that.
The
which
illusion's
I love.
Broken. Illusion's
I love that.
Broken.
I love it.
Cosmo's like, I live for it. I live for the flaws.
Because I used to watch like old school comedy, the comedy movies now, I just don't feel like they're funny.
Yeah.
But like watching like anything from National Lampoon's or like Naked Gun or something like that, mm-hmm. there's always something going on in the background. While the actors are being like just normal and doing something serious, there's something funny going on in the background. And then like that helps me pay attention to movies. So when I'm watching movies, I'm watching everything. So it's,
yeah,
I love that kind of stuff. Wow. That's just me. That's a pet peeve of mine.
Yeah. Wait, is the pet peeve when they mess up?
Yeah, or, when I spot that out. Or continuity. Oh. Continuity is always fun.
Oh, yeah.
Especially when they're drinking or smoking or...
Yes! Or the glass, fills up with the drink.
Yes,
or
yes.
Either halfway or still filled up. It's like, mm-hmm. okay, I get that this was the best take. However, you kind of at least, like...
Right. Or when they do the over the camera behind the person, like, there's two people talking, mm-hmm. and you see the main actor on one camera, but you see the back of the other person.
Yeah.
And the ADR comes in, and, like, the mouth is the jawline, all that stuff, that muscles are not moving. I'm like, he's not saying that. But
yeah.
It's hilarious.
I know an editor is sitting there. I'm like, why are you noticing all of that? Just focus on the plot.
They're like, well, clearly the plot's not that entertaining if we're like.
No, but it doesn't ruin the whole thing for me. But I'm just like, I just notice these things. I'm like, oh, okay, that's cool. But it doesn't ruin the whole thing. Like if you told me the whole plot of like all the Marvel movies, which people have done when they come out, because I work with a bunch of. Anyways,
I was about to say I could, but we'd be here all day.
Yeah. It's just actually getting a chance to watch it and like visualizing. I like it's somebody's masterpiece they put together, editing wise, and then shooting and directing.
Somebody's
whatnot.
Hard work.
Exactly. So I can't stand people that just put on a movie and then like on their phone or not paying attention to the actual screen. They really listen to it. I'm like, well, then get an audiobook, man. Just don't come to the movies and waste your time and whatnot. This is a work of art. That's just me.
People don't really realize like how much actually goes into making films, and like I didn't till I made my own short film. So it's like, you know, until you have that experience, it's like you don't really realize how much blood, sweat, and tears really do go into it.
And I admire that. I appreciate that with people that do that stuff.
Totally do.
Yeah, but you had a list of Delulu, so I want to kind of pivot us back to like, so we hit the first one.
We hit the first one. My second one is I'm pretty sure I am being watched by aliens.
What?
So I don't know if I've ever told you this. I've had a third encounter with aliens before. And I swear it happened. I was 21.
What?
And as you are 21, first year you're able to drink legally. Mm-hmm. I went on a late night bender. I was gone, and I got home around like maybe 11, and I clocked out on the living room couch. Mm-hmm. A couple hours go by. I wake up. I'm like, oh, wow. I'm still feeling a little toasty, but I'm sober. I'm sober. I need you to understand I'm sober for this part.
Okay.
So I get up. I'm planning to go to the kitchen to get some water just to help with the toastiness.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, boom, a bright light shines because we have this like bay window-esque sort of kind of living room.
Yeah.
It shines through like the sheer curtains. I'm like, okay. It's 2:00 in the morning. It's a little bright. So I open the window shade because I'm about to, like, shout at whoever's shining a window at our house.
Yeah.
I look out to the lawn. There's like three tall, like Slenderman-esque silhouettes standing in the lawn in front of the light. And they're just standing there, just watching me. And I feel this like weird sensation in my body. I'm like, oh my God, these are aliens. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, this is so cool. So I do the dumbest thing possible. I run to the back of the house because I was still at my mom's house at the time. I was like, Mom, get up. Get up. There's aliens on the lawn. You got to get up. By the time I managed to get her
yeah.
They were gone. They were gone. Oh. Light was gone. Aliens were gone. Nothing. But ever since then, I've always had this like, there's sometimes I'll have this creeping sensation like somebody's watching me mm-hmm. and I'll look around and there's nobody. I'm like, it's the aliens.
Wow.
They're keeping tabs on me. Yeah.
That's crazy. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, no.
But I kind of love that you went to go get someone else to look though.
Cause like, I wanted them to see I wasn't crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, she believed me cause she's seen a UFO before. Thank God.
Wow.
I know. So it's like, is this genetic? I don't know. But
it's in our bloodline.
It's in our bloodline. But then when I tell other people this story, they're like, I don't know, Shara, maybe you were just a little too, maybe you were still drunk. And I'm like, no, I wasn't. I swear I wasn't.
Wow.
It was 2 hours had passed. I'm pretty sure most of the liquor was out of my system.
Yeah.
I know what I saw. And I mean, considering, I mean, what is it? Did Area 51 get like confirmed or?
I mean, I don't know with our current, what's going on with that. Do you?
Listen, we're going to have to come back for another.
Cosmo's like, I'm related to them. We got to delete this episode right now. Listen, Tony, delete it.
That one weird sign in the Zodiac, Aquarius's, they're all aliens.
That actually tracks.
Because
again, like I'm like, I always like I'm always attracted to Aquarians, like in some way or form, like whether it's like friendship or like I'm like, you look interesting. I always gravitate towards them. So that kind of tracks.
But you know what? We should have like a conspiracy like alien episode. Come back and do that and talk about these.
We could.
Because there's a lot of stuff that unfolded since that one guy that's in the office right now, and then Barack Obama's too, like files that they had to release to the public. Like,
oh my God! Yeah,
yeah.
They released like files to the public, basically confirming that guys, we aliens are real, I guess, but they're not here. We swear they're not here.
They're not here.
I'm here to tell you guys, they are here.
They've been here. They're your neighbor,
and like, they are watching me.
They know where you are.
They know where they are. They're just waiting for the right moment. Like, I don't know when.
Do you feel like they're peaceful, though? Like, would you describe it as, like, a peaceful presence?
It
or
was
it
not
creepy?
A peaceful presence no. at all. No. It was, it's, again, it's sort of kind of that feeling of, like, have you ever met a Scorpio?
I mean, yes, but, like, it doesn't last very long.
I know, right? But it's, like, this weird, like, feeling, like, you can't really perceive them. Mm-hmm. Like, they're very hard to read. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of that similar, like, intense and unsettling feeling, and Stranger Things fans, you feel it in the back of your neck like a whale, just going, he's here.
You're like, oh no,
like, oh no.
Spine
but you tickling. Can't see them, so it's like, all right, what's going on? Like, is this like, if you're gonna beam me up, all right, please.
You're gonna take me, just take me,
just
all right,
take me.
Stop playing this game. Do you want me or not?
I don't know. Maybe they took one look at me. I was like, we'll keep an eye on her. But it's like, I don't think she's like beaming up material yet.
They're not checking you out. They're not bringing her home to mom material.
Yeah, I'd be like, I don't think we wouldn't beam her up just yet.
That's interesting. Cause I feel like, cause I'm the type of person, like, I don't really talk about like ghost stories and I don't really like I believe in the paranormal, but I choose to like kind of just be like, I'm okay with it. You're okay. We're okay. You know, like I think that's the cancer in me speaking, where we're just kind of like nervous all the time.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I think the same thing with aliens, that it's like, if they are here, I feel like because I'm just like, la, 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 I don't know anything. Tra la la, wee woo. I think they will totally just be like, yeah, nah, brain soup. No, we don't want.
We don't want that.
We're just going to leave her alone. But I think people that are like genuinely curious and are attracted to those like kinds of things are going to find them like trying to like talk to you, be around you. Like it's, you are, what is it? Law of attraction. Like,
yeah,
you know, you kind of like, you're interested. You want to have an experience. Whereas I'm like, I don't want one. I don't want one.
See, no, that's...
Don't take me.
See, I want to have an alien experience, but I don't want to have a ghost experience.
Oh. Yeah, no. That's where you draw the line.
Yeah, no. And I've kind of sort of had one. Mm. Like, in the same house, mind you.
Really?
Yeah, no, because I had a dog. And, like, he would, like, stay at the side of my bed. But... there will be some times at night where he'll get up and he'll just start randomly barking. And I'm like, what are you barking at? And he'll just be barking at, like, it was always a particular closet. And I'm like, there's a ghost in there. And I don't think I want to go in there.
Or it was an alien in cloak form.
Oh, no.
You know, we will never know. We will never know. Yeah. But yeah, no, I've always found, like, not ghosts, paranormal, but I found, like, the supernatural, yeah, like, always, like, very, very, very interested in that.
Have you ever watched Jupiter Ascending?
I have, and I think that that movie gets part of my French shit on way too much.
Ooh, yeah. Okay, yeah.
I think it was a pretty good movie. Well, I mean, Channing Tatum was a dog man, but, like, make fun of Eddie Redmayne's, like, take on, like, what did he say? It was like, I create life, and then I destroy it. Ooh. Not verbatim, but something like that. And it was like, but I think it was a really cool movie. It was a cool concept.
Well, that opening scene with the aliens, you know, they're, like, in cloaks and they're, like, they're doing things.
Uh-huh.
That's why I think that the aliens are observing or watching us. But it's like in Star Trek, they have that prime directive. If they haven't reached a certain point in technology and capability and brain power, you don't disturb them.
Exactly.
So you just wait till they get to your level. And the thing, one of the storylines of Star Trek is once they reach warp drive capability to go from, like, one planet to the other planet, that's when the Vulcans came in and, like, say, well, you guys are ready to meet the final frontier, whenever. So that's what I think. They give us a little technology here and there to help us.
So what you're saying is they think that I am one of the creators of warp drive, and they're waiting for me to make warp drive. So
yes. Yes.
That's
never going to happen. But
in all your spare time.
You never know.
I'm an actor for a reason.
You never know. You could be standing on a stool, changing a light bulb, you fall down, hit the back of your head, and boom, the flux capacitor.
Mm-hmm. My gosh. Get the physics, get everybody.
Yeah.
I just, like, can't wait when we're in the timeline that, like, there'll be a statistic where it's like, you know, one out of every 10 humans you meet is actually an alien. Like, I can't wait for that, because then we all are going to look at our friend groups like, 1, 2, 3, 4, 10, yeah. You know? Like, I'm waiting on that statistic to come out. Maybe they're working on it.
Yeah, they're probably working on it. They're probably hiding it too.
For sure. Like,
I've met a few people that I'm like, you gotta be an alien. Like, if you're above 6'5", personally, I think you're an alien.
Automatically.
Automatically. Oh, Jacob Lordy, alien.
Jacob Lordy.
David Gordon-Sweat.
Oh.
Yeah. Alien.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, he's literally portraying an alien.
You know?
It tracks.
It tracks.
Yeah. I mean, you're not wrong. That is insane, though. I love it. Again, never would have guessed that, like, you've had an alien encounter. That's an amazing Delulu.
No, I got so many. It's, like, locked in.
You got more?
I got more. Ooh,
I'm sad.
This one is more career-oriented, actually. Okay. My Delulu is... It's not more so of a Delulu. It's more of a gripe. It's when people refer to me only as a voice actor. Oh. And I guess in my Delulu mind, it's like, guys, I've been acting since I was 14. I started on the stage. I'm just an actor. And it's such a nuanced conversation, because you say that, but then in the back of your mind, you go, oh, but does that mean I'm crapping on, like, other voice actors? Just saying that they're just, like, you know, adding the voice to it.
Yeah.
But I'm not. I mean, I'm saying, like, you know, I don't just do voiceover. Like, I do stage. I do film. One is coming out very soon.
Ooh, okay.
And, you know, I do other things. Like, I write. I sing. I'm not just that.
You're an artist.
I'm an art. Yeah. There you go. I'm an artist.
Yeah.
But, you know, you gotta, you know, fight with Google about it every day.
Yes.
Because, actually, with And as many credits as I have, a lot of them primarily are voiceover. So,
yeah.
Like, I'm always grateful that I got my start in it, but that was more so of a pivot. But
yeah, I think they're, like, I weirdly have, like, overcome this sort of, I guess, Delulu that you bring up. Because, like, yeah. I used to kind of have, like, the same thing where it's, like, people would kind of just put you into one box.
Yeah.
And then expect you to stay there. And it's tough because all of a sudden you'll start to see that, like, you'll book more as a voice actor. Or you'll book more as a stage performer. Or, like, your art will get hung up somewhere. You know, like, right. You'll find that, like, some things will just instantly take off for you. Mm-hmm. Like right now, mine is burlesque. Like I did one debut and my performance has gone viral every time I post it, which is insane. Very happy about it. Very grateful. But, you know, it doesn't mean that like, well, now I'm going to quit everything and just be a burlesque performer.
Yeah.
You know, and the truth about like LA and even just today living in the United States, you have to have multiple sources of income because I don't know a single actor that, like, I know personally that only makes their money acting.
Yeah.
No. All of them have backup jobs, side gigs, do birthday parties, party princess stuff. Like, in order to pay your bills in any city, you kind of have to do multiple things. Mm-hmm. But I think it's really great that you're vocal about that. Like, you kind of get put into this box a lot. And I think that's, like, part of getting over this as a Delulu is, like, seeing that people are doing this, being vocal that you don't like it, and then you'll see it start to melt away.
Yeah, yeah. Waiting for it to take, but...
Wait, what?
Waiting for it to take, yeah. But it's slowly sort of, like, starting to, like, fade into... I think it's also because, like, I don't, like... I pick and choose what I announce nowadays, too. Because, like, there was a time that I would just, like, oh, I'm in this, and then that. And I was like, actually... Maybe you don't have to post everything, you know? You don't have to post that you did Walla for this one particular session. I mean, unless it's really cool.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'd love to say I'm in a looping group for Disney.
Right, right.
But, you know, but it's just, it has been sort of kind of like an adjustment with, I guess, facing this kind of Delulu. But I think it's...
Where do you feel like you get it the most? Like, is it when you apply for, like, conventions? Is it, like, when people meet you?
I think it's, yeah, more so, like, when people meet me and, like, maybe somebody's next to me and they'll introduce me as, like, oh, yeah, this is my friend Shara. She's a voice actor. I'm like, Savannah, slow down. I like, you know, while I do voiceover, you know, as... You know, that, but I also do other things. So I usually see it through that. I also see it, I mean, of course, fans, which I love. I love them. Like, a lot of them mainly notice me for, like, this indie animated series I did called Murder Drones. Like, literally throughout, like, my comments, I get, is this the voice actor of Jay? Is this the voice actor of Jay? I'm like, yes. But I do other things.
Mm-hmm. I've heard so much about that show.
Oh, yeah. It's such a cool show. I mean, it really just it amplifies, like, original stories and voices, which I feel like we should need to see in not just animation, but just in media overall. I can't even really put it to words, like, what kind of show it is. It's a cool show. It's definitely a cool series that a lot of kids click with. Like, I'll get requests and, like, cameos, like, asking me, like, to do DJ voice. And I'm like, oh, wow. Like, I think it's been out for, like, what, 3 years now? Two years?
It's been around.
Yeah, and it's been out for so long, and there's still, like, a growing fan base, which I'm very proud to be a part of.
Yeah.
But it's just...
You should be.
Yeah.
It's really... Like, I haven't watched the show, but it's really, like, making waves. Like, I know a lot of, like, reactionary channels. Like, we actually had Danny Mona on, and he is a big, big fan of that series. And also, like, it helped. It's like Springboard Digital Circus and, like, you know, because it's by the same company.
Exactly.
So it's really cool that you're a part of it. You're, like, part of history, you know?
Right? Yeah. Like, Glitch has been doing so, so well with, like, original animated series. Honestly, they inspired me to, like, hunker down and, like, try and make my own.
Yeah, you should.
Cool. Yeah. Gotta get, but of course, money. money I get, even in animation, which you could say is a little less expensive than like a live action film, depending on what you're doing with it. It's still expensive.
It's just always tough because, like, at least from like my POV, when I've done a little bit of deep diving, and maybe you can correct me or tell me I'm right.
Yeah.
Is that like, if you're not the animator, it's really hard to get your project the way you want it to look.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Because I wrote a pilot, but I can't draw worth a lick. I can't do everybody's voices. Like, I'm good, but I'm not that good.
I mean, I watched your reel. You'd have me fooled if you did all the voices. Like, I was like, dang.
It's like, I can't go that low.
but I can, like, if you need it.
Hey,
I work cheap. Dr. Pepper and pizza. That's it.
Let go. But then, and then it's also like, and then I have like this friend Kiana who is like a storyboard artist and is in that realm. So she has people that she could go to who she could like reach out to, voice actors, artists who's willing to help her with a little as money. Whereas me, I'm like, hooter, just an actor.
Yeah.
Can you help me for free? No? Cool. But even then, I wouldn't feel comfortable doing. So I'm like, I even took it upon myself, like, raise money, because it's like, I feel like, again, with the economy that is the way it now, should be paying artists at the very least near like union dues, like union rates. But it's so hard again to get it up on the ground because it's so expensive. So I always applaud seeing like any companies like Glitch, like actually like going out of their way to like producing projects like that. It's been cool.
Yeah. I mean, they're doing a fantastic job. Like they do such great work. And like what I was mentioning earlier, like making my own short film, I had the same sort of issue where it's like, I brought on like a bunch of my friends and you hit that point where it's like, well, you don't want to be known as the person that brings on your friends and doesn't pay them. So, you know, you pay everybody what they're worth, and then that way they want to come back and work on more projects for you. But then your 17 minutes has cost you $30,000.
Hello?
So, and I mean, people don't have that kind of money laying around. Like, that's not in this timeline, you know? Yeah. It's just, it's hard. So, yeah, I mean, it's so hard to find people that like believe in your dream and believe in your vision. But like, I have a feeling, because you're such a like nice, warm person, and you're extremely talented. I have a feeling that like networking, like you'll find your people.
It'll happen.
Like I can feel it.
Oh, thanks, totally, for sure.
Yeah.
Next to Lulu.
You're like now plotting. You're
plotting.
Like, plotting.
Because again, I have so many.
Yeah.
What's my next to Lulu? Oh, this one's good. I think cats are also aliens.
Oh, okay. Like house cats?
No, like just cats in general. I think they're all like spies for aliens.
Okay. Oh, so you don't believe in the pigeon spy thing?
No, I do. Actually, no. Oh my God. No, it's pigeons.
Yeah.
I do think it's pigeons.
Okay.
All birds, really. Because I mean, think about it. Like, Alfred Hitchcock came up with the birds for a reason, all right? He didn't go into the specificities or whatever the word is. But there's a reason why he did. And I myself have had bad experience with birds in the past. I've been pooped on. I've been pecked at.
Yeah?
There was this one time where, like, everybody has a goose or geese attack story, right?
So
this was when I was
depending on where you were raised, you know.
Like, I was in the Midwest. So so that's where they congregated, Michigan, right next to Canada.
Minnesota, I feel you.
So like, I'm walking down the street and there's like this family of geese. So I'm like, all right, cool. That's a lovely image. Hallmark it, take a picture. Keep on moving.
Oh.
All of a sudden, I hear a ruffling behind me. I'm like, that sounds suspiciously like the sound of feathers. Should I turn around? Yeah, I think I should turn around. Turn around. It's one of the, I'm assuming it's the mother goose, like literally charging at me. I'm like, dude, I was nowhere. Mind you, I was nowhere near them.
Oh,
they were
man.
Like 20 yards away from me near the pond. I was on the sidewalk. I'm like, why are you flying towards me?
Yeah.
I don't want any of your babies. Stay away from me.
She's like, you took a picture. Well, you took a picture. What do you say?
Picture,
you took a picture while I'm out here with my family.
Like, you think
this is free? Who do you think you are? You know what I'm saying?
It's like, it's free. You gotta pay up.
Next thing you know, I'm taking off, like down the street. You know, cars are driving by, like wondering why I'm running. Mm-hmm. Then they see the bird and they're like, oh, right.
Fair.
Like there was this one guy who rolled out his window and was like, keep running. I'm like, that's not gonna help me, dude. Let me in your car.
You're like, and then what?
And then what? Eventually it stopped because didn't want to leave its babes. But I'm like, why? So it's like, I've always felt like birds have had a vendetta against me. And I think that might be coincidentally tied to the alien theory, Dululu. That like, they are spies for the aliens. Like, I feel like they're testing me.
Like
the birds are specifically testing me to see just how much I can take.
They're like, let's see if she can handle these feathers.
Yeah, let's see if she can handle. I can't.
You're like, no.
No. Mm-hmm. I would pay never to deal with a bird again. Like, yeah. No offense to anybody who owns a bird.
Yeah.
I'm sure your parakeet is very nice. Just don't bring it near me.
Just keep me away from
keep
it.
Keep me away from it.
Anybody that owns a bird, they clip their wings, and that's so sad.
Oh.
So I have something totally against owning birds. You can own other animal, but...
They clip their wings?
Oh, yeah.
Not always.
Not always, but parrots really don't fly away. But I'm just like, don't cage a bird that flies.
Oh, my goodness. I know why the caged bird sings.
Yeah. See, I have a lot of bird experience only because I was like, I worked at Medieval Times as a falconer. So like
you worked at Medieval Times?
Yes.
I've been wanting to go so bad.
It's really fun. It's, I mean, I literally worked and did the show for like 3 years. So it's like, they changed the show every couple of years. So it's different. But, like, I kind of hate it now just because I worked there. You know, like, when you work somewhere, you kind of, like...
The mystery, the magic is gone.
Yeah.
I've
so.
Never been.
And
I've seen pictures, but, you know.
Well, maybe us three should go. Like, I'll do it. I'll go.
Yeah. Yes!
Yeah, I'll do it. Because it's different out here, because I worked in Orlando.
Oh.
So I did the trifecta. I worked for Universal, Walt Disney World, and Medieval at the same time. So I was booked and busy back then.
Hello.
But like for not good pay, like for like minimum wage kind of stuff. But, one of the jobs, just cause I wanted to be full time at Medieval so I could like quit Disney, just so I could like have more freedom and do other things. Cause Disney was like anti social media at the time. So I applied to be a falconer there and they were like, sure. Yeah. So I was like the princess in the show. And then I would go and do like the second show as the falconer. It was really cool. But like, I have had so many bad bird experiences because those birds are like not, it's not like a pet. It's not like a dog where it like loves you and shows you admiration. Like they bite you and they like, they fly at you like full talons out like in the show because they do like a flight pattern and a figure eight. So it's a little scary, but like I would never do it again. Like I'm glad I did it. I have that experience, but like I'm not about to go like get my falconer's license tomorrow.
Falcons are like. Editors,
they're
man.
Intense.
Their talons are crazy. I applaud you for dealing with them.
You know, I just wanted to be full time. I just wanted a job. And like the falconer, because there's like a master falconer is what the title was called.
Yeah.
I don't think it's called that anymore. But they have like a whole thing where it's like the one person teaches everybody how to do it. And then there's usually like two apprentices. So I did that for a little bit.
Oh,
yeah.
Sick, man.
Yeah. Like, it was cool.
Honestly, I didn't even know there was a falconer.
Yeah.
I was just interested in it because of the knights.
Yeah. Let me tell you, they're interesting.
Again, the TikTok FYP getting me, like, because they kept showing, like, the Medieval Times things. And, like, I think it was, like, Brittany Bronski.
Yes.
She, like, there was, like, the sound of her going, go to Medieval Times, get in the front row, see the knights. And I'm looking at all the videos and I'm like, maybe one day.
Actually, I do want to go.
I kind of do.
Like, I'm not going to lie. I dated one of them back in the day. So it's not all it's cracked up to be.
I was about to say.
Oh, you know. The knight archetype is very peculiar, if we're being honest, because think about it. It's a man who likes to flail himself into danger to essentially protect someone, but in real life, it's usually they just like you know, stunts and doing that kind of stuff, which is great. Mm-hmm. But if you think about, like, the body and, like, even stunt work for, like, film and television, they do the stunt maybe 4 or 5 times, mm-hmm. and then they're good. And, yes, they still can hurt themselves. But theme park stuntmen is – it's not – they don't have good like laws to protect them because you shouldn't be doing stunts 7 days a week. It's not good for your body.
Not at all.
So a lot of them, I hate to say, are like kind of broken. Like they have a lot of injuries. They have a lot of,
I was about to say figuratively or literally
both like emotional damage. But, I don't want to speak for all of them.
Emotional damage.
All the ones that I knew back in the day made some questionable choices, but so did I. But I was also like 21 and so they all were like 30.
So yeah, I feel like you had a lot more room to make those. Whereas,
oh man.
Well, watch them send me a freaking cease and desist. They're going to be like, Dare, shut up. No,
it's my fault.
Yeah, you know, like, it's fun to go and look at them, but you don't want to take one with you. You really don't.
Probably
not. It's like a strip club.
Kind of. Yeah! It's like Chippendales, yes! But medieval.
Yeah. Oh, my. Yes, Cosmo. Yeah. Cheers to that. Go and look. Don't take
them with you. Go look.
I wouldn't want to take any of them home. They look great to look though.
No shade. If you're a knight and you're watching this.
If you're a stripper watching this, I love you guys.
We love you.
We love them all. The knights, the strippers.
We love them all.
But like, a stripper knight. Ooh.
I mean, that's.
I mean, that's a DeLulu for sure.
That's the After Dark.
That's the After Dark.
Or a potential burlesque routine.
Oh.
You know, I got some ideas. I have so many cooking up here. I just got to get the funds to pay for the fits.
Yeah. I'm so dead. Do we have time for another DeLulu?
Yeah, of course, yeah. Right?
Yeah, I mean,
so speaking of medieval, sort of kind of, and mythological, I once thought I could turn myself into a werewolf.
You thought you could.
Love werewolves.
Exactly, right?
Yes.
They're the best.
Yes, they are the best.
I love werewolves down, and it all started with this little movie, this little tiny budget movie called Van Helsing, starring Hugh Jackman with Kate Beckinsale.
Oh, yeah. I've heard of this one.
Yeah, no, that was the awakening right there. I think I was 12 when I first watched it. Oh. Maybe younger. Oh, wait, God. When did it come out? 2004. God. Oh, I was 8. Okay, so.
Yeah.
I was young. Oh, my God, time.
Is that like a mature movie? I haven't seen it.
It's not mature. It's actually. Well, it's PG-13. It's family-friendly-esque. Mm-hmm. As an 8-year-old, a lot of the adult jokes go right over your head.
Yeah.
But then you get older, and then it lands with you.
And you're like, oh, yeah.
But for the most part, when I was watching it as a kid, I was so fixated on, like, the monsters. I mean, there was Frankenstein, the vampires. But the most important monster in the movie that I was obsessed over was the werewolves. I kid you not, it's personally, in my opinion, best werewolf transformation in all of film history outside of An American Werewolf in London. Personally, like, I
what about Underworld?
Oh, I didn't really like the lichens in that one. Ooh, I don't know. Maybe it's because they weren't pretty.
I didn't like them. I liked them in the third one.
A little bit. They did look a little better in the third one. Yeah. The first initial ones.
It was a crossbreeding between because the regular werewolves with the long snouts mm-hmm. were the original. Like once they changed, they're changed.
Right. Exactly.
But when was it Lucian?
Yeah, Lucian
was born. Into it, and he could do back and forth, so he had a different look. Exactly. And he created the whole pack, the new pack, which has that same bone structure, so it's like a little bit smaller. It's not as long. It's like a. I can go for days on werewolf lore. It's like I love werewolf lore.
I like the long snout.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. I think it like amplified when I was like around 12 and 13. So as you do when you're 12 and 13 and you become fixated with werewolves, you start going online asking, how do you become a werewolf?
Yes.
And
you get scratched by one Or you drink the water from a footprint on the full moon of a werewolf.
Yep.
Or there's a ring, or it's hereditary.
Or in my case, I found a recipe where it's like, so what you're going to do is you're going to get like a big old tuff of wolf's bane. You're going to get a bowl and you're going to put it in a bowl, let it soak in the full moonlight. You'll do this little chant. I forgot what the chant was. And so again, I'm 12.
Oh my God, yes.
I'm 12. I'm telling my mom about this recipe.
Listen, Mom.
And she's like, Shara, you can't drink wolf's bane. It's a paralytic.
Yep.
You will die.
Yep.
Oh.
And in some and in some lore, it's actually poisonous to werewolves. That's how they used to do it in towns. Like they go up to a bar or a pub, they'll put wolf's bane in the beer, whatnot, and whoever has an allergic reaction to it, it's like, it's a werewolf.
Werewolf.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. I love that.
Yeah, no, but they were like my mom was like, are you crazy? That would kill you. And I was like, but what if it makes me a werewolf, though?
Yeah, I know. You're like, but what if, Mom?
Like, Mom, it's like, it's a legit, it's a blog post. It's so legit.
It's on the internet, Mom.
It's on the internet.
It's true.
It's true. I found it on Google. Why would Google lie to me?
The one lore I thought was dangerous was in Vampire Diaries is that you could be a werewolf, but until you kill, as a human person, if you kill somebody, then it unlocks. And I thought that was dangerous for anybody that was so obsessed with werewolves that they were going to try to go kill somebody to become a werewolf. That was like that one lore in Vampire Diaries.
Yeah, no, that was insane.
Yeah.
I was like,
I'll do the other thing.
The
instead.
Other thing is a little less murdery, and I will not have a chance of going to jail. So there's
like werewolf in jail or not?
A werewolf in jail. That's fun.
Yeah,
that's,
no,
that's hometown buffet right there.
But yeah, no, I would have. I like so that was me. I was like, I would have preferred to be a werewolf over a vampire.
Oh,
so at least with werewolves, you know, you're still alive. You're beating with a vampire. It's like. Depending on what kind of vampire you transform into, I mean, it's horrible.
You're
I mean,
dead for thousands of years, and you will see loved ones come and go.
Exactly.
Thirst for blood, and you're pale as fuck.
Or, you know, if you're a Twilight vampire, you glitter. And I don't want to glitter.
I would like to glitter.
Disco
like,
ball.
I like glitter, but I don't want to glitter every time I go out into the sun. You know what I mean? Like, thankfully, I could go out into the sun, but... I'm flashing everywhere. Like, you know what I mean? I'm going to blind somebody.
Yeah.
You get hired for parties to be a disco ball.
Yeah. I would love that.
That's a plus. That's kind of a plus. Or another crazy thing about Twilight Vampire is, like, you're kind of like Cinderblock. Like, literally, in order to kill them, every time in the movie, like, when they ever got killed, all you hear is, like, this Cinderblock, like, kind of sound, and it's like, what are they, brick? What's going on? How did Bella survive that? That's insane.
You know, the sound effects back in the day.
The sound guy
wasn't that great.
Not at all.
Cinder block sound just, you're like, oh, okay, maybe
you're
not.
Your block. Okay. How are you breathing?
I love that that's the direction you went as a 12-year-old, and I wanted to be a pirate. Like, that was my, like, Pirates of the Caribbean when you brought that up. That's what I wanted to be. I was like.
I would go back and forth.
It totally makes sense that we're actors.
If I had a chance, like, to able to either become a werewolf or go back in the days of piracy, I would choose pirate.
You would totally be the captain of a ship.
You would definitely be cool as pirate. I mean, look at you, man.
Or you'd be like the first mate that like is smarter than the actual captain. And you're just like, are you sure you want to go to Tortuga? Like, I think you would kind of do some tomfoolery.
I love those films.
And you would love the Jar of Dirt. I can already tell.
I got a Jar of Dirt.
Yeah. Dang.
If you don't want it. Give it back.
No. It's mine.
And it helps. Like, she's so good. Freaking Tia Dolma.
Oh, so good.
Well, speaking of so good, we're going to steal you for a little bit more time and take you on over to Patreon, if you're all right with that. Stick around.
I'm down.
Amazing. But before we do that, be sure to tell everybody, where can they find you on social media?
You can find me at IG, TikTok, under shara.kirby_, and then on Blue Sky at kirbyshara.com. I believe it's what, Blue Sky Social?
Yeah, something like that.
Something like that. And also on YouTube, it's just Shara Kirby, as well as Twitch. When I do the occasional stream. I really need to get better with my schedule with that. But yes, that is where you can find me.
Amazing. And Cosmo, where can everybody check you out online?
You find me on the Cosmo Network on YouTube and Instagram, Cosmo Network, and TikTok, Cosmo Network. Cool.
Sick. Amazing. And you can obviously find me on Instagram, Dare Taylor Official, the blue check mark. And then if you hit the website on there, it has all the buttons you can push for days. But thank you all so much for joining us on this Delulu Canoe episode. We hope that you all will stay as Delulu as we are. And remember that Delulu is the Salulu.
Delulu, bye, everybody. Become Trulu. Bye.
That used to be our outro. Yeah.
Really?
I mean, we toggle between the two.
Make all your dreams. I make it up. Dream lose.
Make all your dreams come true. Yeah. We shift it around. Depends on my mood for the day. Bye. Oh, and subscribe. Duh.